From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And if you're under the age of 21 in New York City and you want to buy cigarettes, you will soon be out of luck. The New York City Council voted yesterday to raise the legal buying age from 18, the federal minimum that's used in most parts of the country, to 21, making New York the only major city with the limit of 21. Derek Thompson is The Atlantic's business editor. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. And Derek, just tell us, this vote made things broader than just raising the age. Tell us more.
Sure. New York City is already miserable for smokers, and Bloomberg has simply made it a little bit more miserable. 21 is the new legal age for buying tobacco, but also, and perhaps more importantly, the minimum price for a pack is now $10.50. That's
Whoa.
The highest of any big city in the country. And furthermore, it's now illegal to offer discounts on tobacco products. The city tried to create a new law that said you have to hide tobacco products from customers, but they ended up not being able to pass that particular provision.
And does it affect e-cigs as well, e-cigarettes?
Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, New York City is a very, very big place. You have to travel through boroughs to get, you know, anywhere outside of it. This is going to have an impact. And as you said, Mayor Mike Bloomberg in 2003, he prohibited smoking in restaurants and bars. 2 years ago, he banned smoking in city parks and beaches. So how is the industry responding?
Right. I mean, what you've seen is that even in an artsy city like New York, higher prices do lead to less smoking. And one data point that you simply have to observe when you're looking at cigarette smoking and prices, is that smoking has declined tremendously over the last half century. It's fallen by half since the 1950s, particularly, in fact, among young people. A CDC study from last year found that between 2000 and 2011, the share of middle schoolers using tobacco fell in half. The share of high school students fell in half. And so cigarette manufacturers are looking at this and they're understanding that a combination of culture, we're more aware of the health effects of smoking, and economics, smoking costs more than it used to because of state and local taxes, has led to less smoking overall.
Yeah, well, smoking can be addictive, and so it might not be just the dollar sign in the pack that gets people to stop. And people are being quoted, vendors, for instance, who say they check the IDs to verify customers' age. They say they're just going to get IDs that say that they're 21. But meanwhile, do you think this will spread? As you know, some of Mayor Bloomberg's ideas have spread, some haven't.
Right. I mean, one key question here is, will this make a difference at all? And I think it will, for the fact that, you know, 88% of young adults start smoking by 18 anyway. So you have to target them. You have to prevent this when they're young. And as you mentioned, other cities are trying similar things. You look at Rahm Emanuel in Chicago. They've unveiled a plan to raise their own city taxes on cigarettes by 75 cents. They're interested in beating New York to create the most expensive pack in the nation. You know, Chicago, New York, you have a lot of civic-minded, health-minded mayors who are looking for ways to keep young people from smoking, not only because they're against it, you know, perhaps morally, but also because this is expensive. Mm. The cost of providing health care for people who get addicted to smoking at 17 or 18 is quite prohibitive.
Well, the state of New Jersey is considering raising the age as well. So is Hawaii. By the way, the tobacco buying age is 21 already in Needham, Massachusetts, a town here, and it's going to rise to 21 in January in a neighboring town, Canton, Mass. So it may be catching, but Bloomberg has 30 days to sign the bills into law, and it'll take effect 180 days after enactment. Derek Thompson, business editor at The Atlantic, will keep an eye on it, see what happens. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.